with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bandit Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
Does the law have you on the ropes? Then call the Dunaway Law Firm today. We handle car wrecks, workers' compensation cases, divorces, criminal defense, and just about every other legal case you can think of. They know the players, they know the ropes, and they know how to get the results their clients are entitled to. Don't go it alone. Call 224-1144. Call today for a free consultation. Don't wait. Call today to get what you deserve. 224-1144.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint's semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off everything, including custom postcards, invitations, labels and stickers, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 11th and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
Get ready. It's time.
Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show. January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're WCCB 105.5, the Roar, live from Twin Peaks. You know, this is just so funny. Booker McFarland just wrote, actually this is 2 hours ago, every time I hear Dabo Swinney talk, it becomes so clear why Clemson has vaulted to be one of, if not the premier program in America. Damn, he gets it. I'm sorry, Booger. You had heard him talk before the Notre Dame game, right? But you picked Notre Dame to beat Clemson.
Right.
And then you picked Alabama to beat Clemson. And now you get it, is what you're saying? Now you get it. I mean, but again, you've heard Dabo Swinney speak before, right? I mean, numerous times before. These people are such phonies. Because let me tell you something. The next time Clemson's in a big game, you can bet your bottom line Booger McFarland will be picking against him all over again. That's what he does. I mean, he picked Notre Dame to beat Clemson. Pick Notre Dame to beat Clemson. Come on, man.
It's not like Dabo Swinney's, you know, new to the game. He's only been the head coach here for over 10 years.
You know, I'm getting back to Clemson basketball. I'm coming to your calls in 1 second. You know, I don't know if he was referring to the Bear Bryant Award. Dabo Swinney won the Bear Bryant for the third time as National Coach of the Year. And he offered up a really incredible speech in which he brought Woody McCarvey up on stage and talked about how Highway 31 in Alabama brought them together originally, and what the game of football has meant to them and what Woody McCarvey has meant to his life and that type of thing. And it's all natural. It's all real. It's all genuine. And it comes off that way, you know. And so it was a tremendous speech. By the way, that Bear Bryant trophy, I don't know exactly. I actually had to look it up because I wasn't sure. Because there's the big Bear Bryant trophy, which I don't think anyone actually gets to leave the premises with. That one stays where it is, and they just put your name on it. That's the coolest trophy I've ever seen. That, forget all these others. That's the coolest trophy I've ever seen, that Bear Bryant trophy. I think you get, I'm not 100% sure of this, but I think what you get is sort of a replica of it. It's the, I believe this is right, but I'm not sure of this. I believe that the winners get a standing Bear Bryant trophy. It's a smaller trophy. I believe that giant trophy stays put, and they just inscribe your name on it. Mm-hmm. The giant trophy has Bear Bryant's head on it with the hat,
like a Hall of Fame bus kind of.
Hall of Fame bus, but it's just I think it's just the head, but like a Hall of Fame type bus, and it's friggin' Bear Bryant.
You know, it was cool
with the hat and everything. I mean, it's just, there can't be a cooler looking trophy than that if you understand the history of football and you have some feel for it. And then, you know, even the trophies that I presume they give out, those are cool too. Mm-hmm. It's not as cool as that big one.
Yeah, they never are.
Yeah, but still pretty cool, the whole event, and certainly Coach Sweeney's discussion. In his speech and his incorporating Woody McCarvey, which seemed to be a completely off-the-cuff move that McCarvey wasn't expecting, was tremendous. And so I'm guessing that's what has moved Booger to tears today, but I'm quite confident when we get back to playing football, he'll go right back to picking every SEC team and anybody he can against Clemson. You know, so there's that.
It's hard to recognize, you know, the talent across the country when you're stuck in a deer stand all fall.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. Let's get to Ben.
Hey, Walt, can you hear me?
I hear you fine, Ben. Thank you.
This is Ben and Noah from Folly Beach. Want to give a shout-out to Clemson Nation. We call you Walt. We say, Walt, put them in a body bag, Deptula, sweep in the leg. You know they're going to line up, them Bama boys. And, you know, some of them are gracious. A lot of them don't want to admit what came through with that Clemson Tide the other night. A lot of them boys come out. If you ain't a Tiger, you Tiger bait. Me and Noah
right.
Coming down from Lake Tahoe right now, heading back to San Francisco, flying back to the East Coast tomorrow, making that backside of the victory lap. But quick question for you. Did you make it out to the game?
I did not, Ben.
Well, I want to say,
I sort of regret it now.
I tell you, that stadium's got one of the best jumbotrons around. If you couldn't see it right up in front of you, me and Noah have met some of the most amazing Clemson fans that never knew where Clemson was in California now. We call it Return of the Jedi. Everyone loves Clemson up in Lake Tahoe. They say they could be, I say, bet on red or black. They say, shoot, bet on orange. So we just wanted
That's
to
right.
give you a shout. I wanted to ask you, I've got my first question for you is, what are your thoughts on this decommit out of Ole Miss, Jerrion Ealy? And do you think he would be a good fit with the Clemson program?
I do. You know, I haven't thought about that a lot. And I've got to look at that a little bit more. But, yeah, that's my first inkling would be yes.
I think, yeah, that's just something that popped up on the news here early this morning. The other question is, realistically, do you think Trevor Lawrence could stick around for another 3 years?
No. No, I mean, I know what he said, and I don't think so. I mean, he's going to be a guy who, if he keeps tracking the same way, is going to be the number one pick in the draft 2 years from now, which I would find it difficult. I would find it unlikely he would turn that down. On the other hand, I will say this. He's an unusual young man. He has a different set of personal goals, criteria than almost everybody else. And so he doesn't seem, you know, it was like even the notion of losing, you know, he can accept all that. It's like he believes in a higher calling, and he believes that everything is going to be fine regardless. And he has said repeatedly that football is not the most important thing in his life. He has said that repeatedly. I mean, when I say repeatedly, I mean, I must have heard him say that like 10 times, you know, that football is not the most important thing. So if that's the case, then he might be, it might be premature to suggest he couldn't be a guy who does something out of the norm.
That's an awesome point. I feel the same way. One last thing I want to really emphasize is that when that game let out the other night, me and Noah were stuck around about 150 Alabama fans. They didn't know what hit them in their face. I mean, the only thing I could describe it was like herding cats. We love y'all.
Ben.
We'll see y'all back east, man. We'll keep
Ben.
It up.
Have a safe trip back, man. Thank you. Good job. You want to get in, 654-767. I know we lost a couple of people. Going back to Clemson basketball for a minute, we're talking about going against the zone. Again, the first way is you beat it down the court. And in all honesty, that's the best way. The best way to beat a zone, especially that zone, look, that's not a zone, that's the zone. Just to be clear, over the last 40 years of college basketball, that's the best zone. That's all they do. It's what they do. They've mastered it. You know, and so no one runs that zone like they do. No one runs that zone with the length that they do. They're just really good at it. And they're good in transition out of it, too. One of the problems with the zone is it's difficult to push the ball. But they do. They're really good at transitioning out of the zone. But the first way to beat it is not let them set it up. It's to beat it down the court. And Clemson had chances last night to do that, and they didn't do it. I think Sheldon Mitchell is, this is my view, I think his health is worse than it's been. I just think on a game-to-game basis, I don't think he knows what he's going to have. And, you know, you watched him against Duke a couple years ago in that building, and his flexibility, his freedom of movement, he seemed much more fluid, much quicker. I think he's been hurt. I think his knee situation is just an ongoing problem that is not going to get better. So there's that. And he's the push guy. And that's where the real problem lies to me. But there were times last night, I mean, you can push the ball, you can forward the ball by passing it. And that's what Sheldon Mitchell's strength is really anyway. There were times last night I thought Clemson had the chance to push and did not. There was one time where Scar was on the left wing where I think he would have had a dunk. There was nobody near him. And if you push the ball down, I think he has a dunk. Instead, you wound up with another forced shot. And so, I mean, I think Clemson wound up with four transition points in the game. It was two in the first half. It was 9-2 Syracuse. The margin at half was, what, 8? I think it was 30-22.
It was about 8, yeah.
And the transition points in the first half was 9-2. Well, there's your 8, you know, 7. Mm-hmm. All right? And so you've got to get easy shots. You've got to, and the best way to do that is to beat it down the court. Now, once you allow them to set it up, again, you can drive the gaps. You can get the ball into that sweet spot. You can play some high-low. You can screen a zone. You attack the short corners. You know, it's easier said than done to just dump the ball into the sweet spot because Syracuse knows that too. And they're really good at what they do. And they surround you with all that length. But what one thing Syracuse wants to do in that zone is they want to slow you down. They want you Watch what happens every time a team comes down. Watch Clemson the last three times they played them. The last three times you played them, you come down, you've got two wings out high and a point guard, and you're sitting there playing catch. Goes from the point guard to the left wing, back to the point guard, over to the right wing, back to the point guard. You know what those passes are doing? Nothing. Nothing. Except killing the shot clock. Those passes are not moving the zone. They're not crisp. They're not fake a pass to make a pass. You're not doing anything. They're not moving at all. You know, you're just lobbing the ball from one spot out high to another spot out high and back and forth. And you're not making that zone work. In the meantime, what happens is that clock is starting to tick. And this is what Syracuse does to you. By the time you figure something out in those half-court possessions against that zone, the clock is starting to wind down. And you wind up frequently with these forced jump shots that are further out on the court than you want. And that's what they do to you. It's what they do to everybody. And it's why they do it. I mean, it's the advantage that they have running this zone that they've had for a million years. And you can't fall victim to the way they want you to play. You can also throw the ball over the top of that zone. One of the things that UConn used to do with that zone a lot is throw it right over the top. Sometimes they would back screen it. Sometimes they would basket cut it after a screen. But people don't realize you can screen a zone. And it's essential to defeating a zone. But I thought the high-low thing was there. I just didn't think Clemson executed it well. And in part because Clemson does not have that versatile guy to get the ball at that sweet spot and play strong with the basketball. Because that play was there. Clemson executed a few times. Other times it was there. They just, you know, the zone almost makes you nervous is what it does. It creates this nervousness in you. The clock's starting to tick. You haven't done anything. Again, when you sit out there and you just toss it, lob it back and forth, the only thing you're accomplishing is that clock is ticking. This isn't a Clemson problem, by the way. It's an everybody problem against that zone. This is what happens to everybody. This is why it works. This is why they do it. But that's why, to me, the first thing you got to do is before you figure out how you're going to attack it or if you even have the pieces to attack it. And again, look, had Scara knocked down some of his threes, then it might have been a different game. Because, you know, Clemson cut it to six, and Marquise Reed had a wide-open layup that he missed. I'm not sure what he did on that layup. He shot the ball from a very low point. It's like he didn't extend to the rim at all. It was like he was trying to quick shoot it or something, and he had more time than that. And so he actually shot that layup from a very low point. It wasn't like he extended his arm toward the backboard or the rim. It was kind of release you might use in a horse game or something. And so when he missed that, that would have cut to four and you still would have been in it. But Scar's the one guy who had wide open threes that were normal shots that he missed. That had he made those, it might have looked different. And again, I think Clemson played hard. I just don't think they were efficient. Too many turnovers, not enough push. I'm a little concerned that the push is disappearing. That this team is starting to play a little more half court again. And that's where this team experienced problems in the past. And I know some of the reasons for it, but I still think you have to push the ball. And my belief is, you know, again, I don't think you can end a game against Syracuse with four transition points and think you're going to win. I think that number has to be 12 or 14 or something like that. That demonstrates you beat it down the court a number of times. You can't have live ball turnovers, you know. And Clemson's having too many live ball turnovers right now. And I don't know what they had last night, 18, 19, whatever it was. Wilson, you'll be up first as soon as we get back. We're live from Twin Peaks. Quick break.
105.5 The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson football, will replay the National College Football Championship game this Saturday, January 12th.
He's at the 10, at the 5, stays on his feet, hit it for the end zone, and in!
Two broadcast times, 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Lawrence going to do a little shuttle pass inside the ETN, and he's in! Touchdown!
You can listen on your way to the parade and after the basketball game. This is the radio broadcast that most of us didn't hear on Monday night with Don Munson and Rodney Williams.
Again, Tagovailoa going to throws, and it's picked at the 45-yard line. It's going to be returned for six.
The National College Football Championship game with your Clemson Tigers.
Looks across the middle, throws it back in the end zone, caught, Higgins, touchdown.
This Saturday, 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., brought to you by Sandvik Coromant, Tiger Moving Company, Clemson's best gourmet ice cream from 105.5 The Roar.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $22.99 after a $7 AutoZone gift card by mail. Upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Upgrading your bathroom? The Home Depot can help you upgrade that upgrade with great brands and great savings at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event. Right now, add the finishing touch with an exclusive Delta Zella faucet for just $59. It's a two-handled high-arc center set faucet to give you plenty of clearance. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
It's 2019 and Scores Jewelers is finally in its new home on Civic Center Boulevard in Anderson. Scores Jewelers has grown into the premier jewelry store in the area thanks to you. And guys, if it's time to show her that she's the one you want to make memories with, we're here to make finding the right ring easy. Right now we have special 36 months no interest financing available. And at Scores you can compare diamonds side by side to see the difference for yourself. And with one of the largest selections of mountings in the area, finding the right style has never been easier. And best of all, if we don't have it, we can make it specially for you. We have custom design in-house to create whatever she wants. Of all the things we offer, the most important is guidance and expertise. We're here to help make finding the right ring easy and enjoyable. The one thing we don't offer at Scores is high pressure. We want buying a ring to be a pleasant experience. Yes, we'd like to make a sale, but we'd rather make a friend. Friends come back. I'm William Nichols, and I'd like to personally invite you to our new location and experience for yourself the difference at Scores Jewelers.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sir, you're a genius.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Billy Ray was a preacher.
son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was.
Walter Tula Red Rage, WCCB 105.5 The Roar, live at Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us. I have Georgia Tech fans here who are happy with the hire of Collins. I'm not so sure about that. We'll see. I think he gives them some energy, but I'm concerned about the plan there. And if that's a pro-style offense, that's going the wrong direction in my estimation. But we shall see. Meanwhile, over at this table, Johnny, we have a gentleman who bet the over on the number of completions that Tua Tagovailoa would compete or would complete in the national championship game. The over was 22.5. The number was 22.5. He bet the over. They took Tua Tagovailoa out with 11 minutes left, having completed 22 passes.
Oh, that's rough. That is rough.
That's absolutely hysterical. But then again, look, man, if you bet that Tua Tagovailoa is going to complete more than 22 passes with his health, that's probably sort of a losing bet anyway, to be honest. You're lucky you got that close. Let me get to Wilson. Wilson, what's going on?
You know, they've been saying, like, the Alabama defense was not, up to usual Nick Saban quality. Now, and a lot of, like, the post-game coverage stuff, like Laura Rutledge and everybody at the SEC network thing. And it's like, where was that before, you know, the Natty?
It was on this show.
Nobody was saying that then. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's like, we already knew that, you know. But,
yeah, now they all know. Now they all know that Alabama wasn't as good as they thought. Now they all know. Now they all come up with these reasons. You know, they had it wrong all along. Yeah. But now it's like, hey, look, we sort of knew all along that Clemson's coaching staff was better than Bama's. Really? Why didn't you say it? I didn't hear you say it. I heard you say Bama's the greatest team of all time. That's what I heard you say.
It's like they already knew, but they were waiting, you know, see if Bama gets beat, well, we can lay back on these things. Yeah, we can say that now. Yeah. Well, I guess that's why I shouldn't watch them.
That's exactly right, Wilson.
Yeah. So the SEC, ESPN, you know, when they created that, I was like, isn't it already SEC, ESPN?
That's true.
I knew that back in that old Clemson-Auburn game where they barely lost. Back a few years ago. Well, that's all I got.
Wilson, thank you. I appreciate the call. Good job. All right, John, let's talk about some of these NFL hires. Again, the bottom line of the basketball game is Syracuse does that to a lot of people. They bait you and they invite you to play the way they want you to play, and then you play the way they want to play, and you end up losing these ugly games. And it's true of no matter who you are. And so the only thing you can do is do things to them they do not want you to do. And again, one of those is you have to beat them down the court X number of times. You have to. Listen, basketball's about two things. It's about three-point shooting and dunks. Clemson's not getting enough of either one of those right now, in my mind. Not shooting well enough from the three. Clemson shot very well in sort of the mid-range game all year and in the post, but not enough transition offense right now, not enough easy baskets. And to me, I think that's where it starts. More layups than dunks. You know, don't allow Syracuse to set that zone up. But again, I think it's a game Clemson played hard. I just don't think they played particularly well. All right, all these coaching moves, collegiately, we've touched on a few of them. From a National Football League standpoint, I want to talk about some of these moves and get into some NFL conversation about the wild card weekend that was and the playoff games that are coming up, because I think they're all absolutely fascinating games. You can get in 654-7627. Before we get going, though, let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it better. If you own one of those vehicles, you need to be going to First Class Halt. You know, just listen to what the people are saying. The reviews are all five stars. Go read them on Google, Yelp. Right now, they have ice cold weather winter conditioning special for you for $69.99. 32-point check. Get your vehicle ready for winter. There's nothing worse than having your vehicle break down when it's like 15 degrees out, especially if it's at night. Nothing worse than that. Don't let it happen to you. First Class Halt is how to prevent it. Free roadside assistance. How about that, Johnny? 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on FCH work. Free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. The facilities are clean, professional. They serve coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the free shuttle. They only hire the best. The Anderson location now is Greg with over 25 years of Lexus experience, and Steve with over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You only get specialists with First Class Halt. Guys who are top and ladies are top flight in the industry. That's First Class Halt. Go see him today, 260-9600 in Anderson, 260-9600. Call him, set up your appointment. You will thank me later. I have a Cornhusker, Troy. How about that? Jeremy first. No, it's not. It's actually Cornhusker Troy first. Hold on there, Jeremy. Cornhusker Troy. Troy, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes. I was just calling, man. I got some Clemson fans saying that I'm not giving you guys the credit for what you guys have done. And I told them, no, I do. You're number one. You guys beat Alabama. I predicted the score pretty much what it came out to be. But my issue is they think they can go to SEC and Big Ten and win week in and week out. And I told them, I don't think y'all can. And I just kind of want to see where you think on that issue.
That who can't? That Clemson can't?
Yeah, that Clemson can't. You know, the little Tiger Paws.
Troy,
I'm just curious if you actually think you
are they turning that
SEC
corn into whiskey? Troy, Clemson will win in any league. Clemson's going to win in any league you put them in. Their talent is better than everybody else's. How are they not going to win? Who's going to beat them? You think any of those crappy Big Ten teams, no offense, and those Big Ten teams, most of them are garbage. You think any of those teams are going to beat Clemson? Yeah, garbage.
Yeah, all of them.
Michigan's a freaking joke.
So you tell me, you think Ohio State couldn't beat them?
Ohio State has no defense. Ohio State had no defense all year long. Ohio State gave up 200 yards rushing to McSorley, the quarterback at Penn State. They had no defense all year. They gave up 50 points to Purdue in a loss I picked, by the way. They gave up 50 points to Purdue.
Yeah, no, you're right. And, you know, Purdue's
and Purdue,
team, we all know that.
And Purdue, Troy, lost to Eastern Michigan.
Let me ask you this. Can you go in the SEC Big Ten and be favored 30 points every game like you do the ACC that you guys barely squeaked by Syracuse, lost to them last year, got run down, right down the middle of your defense, and the year before that, got beat by Pitt.
Troy, in league games, you're always going to have some close games because everyone knows you. It's also a long season, and things happen on a week-to-week basis. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're talking excellent nonsense. You don't realize that? I mean, if a team has more talent than everybody else, it doesn't matter where they friggin' play.
Who says they're more talented?
I do.
Because you guys beat an Alabama team that every Clemson person had told me they got a weak schedule. SEC's down. I predicted
Troy, this has nothing to do with schedule. Everyone plays college football. Troy, did you watch the bowl season? Everyone plays. It's one big league. There's no distinction amongst leagues. There's distinctions amongst teams. Why do you think it is, Troy, that Clemson's playing Alabama every year? You think it's just luck? Do you understand what talent is? Talent has nothing to do with what you're talking about. Talent has to do with Kristen Wilkins and Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant and Dexter Lawrence and four defensive linemen who are going to be taken in the top 60, 70 picks of the draft and guys playing behind them who are going to be drafted more highly than them.
You haven't answered my question.
Be
30-point favorite in the SEC and Big Ten every week like you were in the ACC?
Who's going to beat Clemson, Troy? Who? Who's the best team in the SEC, Troy?
I can name
Troy?
A lot of people that you beat Clemson.
Yeah, who's the best team in the SEC, Troy?
So you're telling me you can go and beat
who's
Ohio
the
State,
best
Michigan,
team in
Michigan
the SEC,
State,
Troy?
Iowa,
who's the best team, Troy?
Let me ask
what?
You, who could you guys go beat Iowa, Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State in one season? You guys can do that. You can go beat a Florida, which ain't – they're okay. LSU, Alabama, Auburn, Georgia in one year. You can go do that right now.
Almost every
There's
team
no
you
way.
Just named,
it's
Troy,
impossible.
Almost every team you just no named way. Is flat garbage. Honestly, you're sounding – no offense, Troy. No offense,
okay,
but you sound like an absolute
then,
ignoramus.
Then,
and I'm giving you a
Clemson's
chance to do it.
Because you play in the ACC. That's weak.
Yeah, Clemson's weak garbage. Where you play is of no consequence, genius. It's about winning the games at the end against elite teams. You can't be that big an idiot. I mean, this comes a point, Troy,
on,
where you're just trying to bait.
Come on, man.
No,
everybody
you're an idiot,
Alabama.
Troy. Hey,
your
Troy, let me tell you something.
People,
you know what you would have been better off doing? You would have been better off talking about your Nebraska Cornhuskers and the potential rise of your Cornhuskers. You would have been better off trying that.
The
Big 12 is a frigging joke. The
Big
12 is a joke, Troy. The Big 10, rather, is a joke.
Two.
Yeah, the Big Ten is
That's
a joke, Troy. Trust me, Troy.
Season.
You want to try your knowledge against me? You want to try your knowledge of football against me, Troy?
If you guys
because I know
Big
more
Ten
about Nebraska
SEC,
football than you will
you
ever know.
Yeah, right,
Troy.
No possible way.
Oh, no possible way? Can you name three starters, Troy, off the 95 team that crossed Florida? Can you name three starters, Troy, off your 95 team that crushed Florida?
That crushed Florida.
That's what I thought.
62-24. You talking about Tommy Frazier?
Yeah, it's good, Troy. That's one. Nice job, Troy. You don't even know the players on
the
greatest team of all time. You're a hell of a Nebraska fan, Troy. You've just been exposed. You don't even know the players on your own team.
Lawrence Phillip. We all know.
You're right, Troy. Clemson can't beat Purdue. You know who can't beat Purdue, Troy? The best team in your league. Ohio State. Ohio
State,
Troy. Same team that lost to Eastern Michigan, Troy.
Y'all cannot go into the Troy,
let me tell you something, Troy, before you get out of here.
No way.
Let me tell you something, Troy, before you get out of here. I've been doing this a long time. You're the dumbest individual I've ever spoken to in radio. Have a good day. Walt up to the road rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
He cuts it to the 15, he's at the 10, at the 5, stays on his feet, hit it for the end zone, and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him and struck him at the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play from the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history. National champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning their third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Losing a loved one or family member to the negligence and carelessness of another person can be the most difficult time in a person's life. The grief, pain, and expenses alone are overwhelming during this troubling time. You need a fighter on your side. The Dunaway Law Firm in Anderson understands these cases and will tirelessly fight the insurance companies to get you and your family the peace of mind and compensation you deserve. Call 224-1144 for your free consultation. We hit back.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $22.99 after a $7 AutoZone gift card by mail. Upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Watching your family grow is a wonderful part of life, but it comes with responsibilities. Have you saved enough for college for your children or grandchildren? Do you have enough life insurance for today and the future? Have you planned when you will retire and begin Social Security? None of these questions are easily answered. Talk to the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group. Wherever you are in life and whatever you need for your family, Kiwi Financial Group can provide solutions. Call today, 654-5043.
The holidays are over. Time to undeck the halls and head to the Home Depot Store More Save More event, where Sterilite 64-quart latching storage boxes are a special buy at just $7.48 each. They're stackable and clear, so when next season rolls around, you can see what you packed away. But right now, time to pack away some serious savings. The Store More Save More event, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in-store and online while supplies last.
Looking for the perfect gift for someone on your list? Grab them a 2019 Twin Peaks calendar for just $15.99, featuring more than 80 Twin Peaks girls from around the country. The Timber Lodge Hideaway does not disappoint. Come check out what we've been up to this year. Available for purchase in-store and online at TwinPeaksRestaurant.com/shop. Get your Twin Peaks calendar and grab a 29-degree draft at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the 8th year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Lawrence takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Steps up, throws it down the middle, has Ross open. He catches it at the 25, going to race into the end zone, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are WCCB 105.5 The Roar. Ramon, I'm getting this stuff on Twitter. The massacre that just took place on air made my afternoon. Thanks, Walt. Jay Moore says, Walt, I had to pull the car over laughing. You know, not only did Clemson slaughter Alabama, they slaughtered Ohio State. You know, it's utterly laughable to think that any of those teams, I mean, did I just waste like 30 minutes earlier explaining what Neanderthal offenses there are in the SEC? Mm-hmm. Did you watch the Powder Puff Big 12? Because that's what the SEC people say, light up the SEC this year. I mean, you get to the point of being ridiculous. Listen, this is this simple. It's about talent, stupid. It's about talent. It's either you have talent or you don't. It's nothing to do with who you play or where you play. If you watch the bowl games this year and you think one league's better than another, you don't have a clue. All that was proven this year is that it's one giant melting pot. No league's any different than any other. Any can beat any other on any given day. All that you have is you have a few elite teams that are just better than everybody else. Ohio State, not in Clemson's universe. Not in their universe. Because the whole defensive side of the football, bad. Even worse, once Bosa went down. There were no other teams, ultimately, other than Clemson and Alabama. And Clemson proved it was just Clemson. Now, if you think that same talent can't go anywhere else and play, then you're an idiot. I mean, I'm sorry, you're an idiot. Let me explain something to you. See if you get this. Clemson's defensive line is more talented than almost every defensive line in the National Football League. You have to understand how it works. You have to understand what talent looks like. You have to understand the way the NFL is constructed to understand the point I just made. I made it once before. The National Football League is a salary cap league. There are limited funds. You can't spend it on putting together elite defensive lines. Name me the elite defensive lines in the NFL. Go ahead, name them. Name them. I'll wait. Name me the elite defensive lines. You can name elite defensive linemen, but can you name an elite defensive line? The answer is no. You can't. There's not a defensive line in the National Football League that has Clemson's level of talent. With Christian Wilkins, with Dexter Lawrence, with Cleveland Farrell, with Austin Bryant, with Xavier Thomas, with KJ Henry. You understand? It goes beyond this first group. This first group is all going to be drafted in the top 60, 70 picks of the National Football League draft, which will be almost unparalleled. But the guys behind them at the edge spots are actually going to be drafted higher than this group of guys. Xavier Thomas is going to be the highest drafted guy of this bunch. He's going to be a top five guy. He's Bradley Chubb. That's who he is. And he's already proving that. Now, to be clear, I'm not saying you could put Clemson's defensive line on a National Football League field today and have them succeed. They would need coaching. They would need time. They would need all these elements. But what I'm saying is, from a strictly talent level standpoint, and don't get this twisted, Clemson's not beating any NFL team, all right? Those are the ridiculous arguments reserved for the SEC homers regarding Alabama. You'll never hear that here, all right? But in that particular area, just in terms of talent, Clemson's defensive line is actually more talented than almost every defensive line in the National Football League, maybe than every defensive line in the National Football League. More talented. That's the type of talent you're talking about. Now, if you think they have that talent at Purdue or Michigan State or Iowa
or Nebraska,
then you know what? Cornhusker, stop. Look, I don't know what you're doing out there, but stop drinking whatever it is you're drinking. Whatever that fuel is that you're inhaling, stop doing it because you don't have a clue. You don't have a clue about talent. It's not about who you play or where you play. It's about how good you are. You know, it's a stupid argument that people make with the Patriots every year. Well, they play in the NFC East, or the AFC East, so they're not as good as they seem because they play bad teams. No, Sherlock. They treat everybody that way. Their record against Pittsburgh is the same as it is against the Jets. They're just better. That's why they go to the Super Bowl every year. You know what happens to those teams in that league? The part that people don't think about, the flip side, of course, to that statement that, well, the Patriots play in the AFC East, so they're playing easy opponents. Do you know what makes them easy opponents? That they have to play the Patriots twice each because they're guaranteed two losses each. You understand how that works? Pittsburgh Steelers now, because they can never beat the Patriots. And who's been the second best team in the AFC over much of the Patriots' run? Probably Pittsburgh. How have they fared against New England? So it's a stupid argument. The point is, you can move the Patriots anywhere you want. They've just been better than everybody. You can take Clemson. You can move them any league you want. You move Clemson to the SEC right now, you know what's happening? They're playing Alabama for the SEC title every year if you put them in the East. Every year. And you know what the result would have been? 44-16, Clemson. Stop living in a fantasy world. You know, it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous. If you understand talent, I mean, Clemson is stockpiling five-star quarterbacks. Clemson's cast-offs are going to places like the Big Ten. That's what's happening. The talent level at Clemson is so historically unique that there are actually people trying to compare it to the 2001 Miami Hurricanes. I'm not doing that. But if you don't understand that, you look at college football right now and you don't understand that, A, Clemson and Alabama are the two most talented teams in all of college football, and you don't understand that those teams could play anywhere, then you don't have enough brain power to run a gerbil's wheel. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just the bottom line. It's not about where they play. It's about who they are. Get it? I mean, they've got five-star guys everywhere you look. ETN, they have arguably the most explosive running back in America. You know who may be more explosive than him? The backup. The backup, Dixon, may be more explosive than him. Quarterback. I mean, it's five-star guy after five-star guy. Look at all these receivers. I mean, you can watch them on Sunday because they're all playing the NFL, and you can watch them whenever Clemson plays because that's where they're coming from. Lines are jammed. To the Northland Communication phone lines, it is Mike. Mike, how are you?
Hi, how you doing, Walt? I would just good, like to spread some more facts to Troy there, who I don't think is a real person. I think he's every dumb opinion on the four-letter network that somehow turned into a person. Or maybe he's a robot that they built that just has all of their bad ideas put into it. But Clemson played three SEC teams this year. That's like half a league schedule almost. And I'm pretty sure their record against them is, well, undefeated against those three SEC teams that they played. And they schedule hard opponents out of conference all the time. They scheduled Auburn, and Auburn is really good. Texas A&M's on the way up. They've scheduled them. They'll play anybody, anywhere, anytime. But do you know who doesn't want to play Clemson? Everybody. Nobody wants to play them right now. Nobody's going to volunteer to sign up for a non-conference game against Clemson right now. I think Northwestern is like, hey, yeah, we're going to sign up a non-conference home and home with Clemson. Yeah, you can just pencil in a loss. It's dumb. I mean, the third string quarterback for Clemson is going to go play for Northwestern next year. The guy who wasn't good enough to start at Clemson this year is going to Missouri. You know, and the talent in the ACC was down this year as a league, as a whole. They weren't as good as they were the year before when they were a lot better than that's I think the SEC was.
Yeah. Well, that's a situation that is constantly a snapshot of the moment. It's constantly in flux. It changes every year. These slight shifts in balance and power change every year.
Yeah.
But, you know, the notion that the Big Ten is better than the ACC is laughable, and it starts with the fact that the ACC has Clemson. And, again, when the SEC standpoint, the SEC is Alabama. I'm sorry, what else has the SEC had that has mattered? What? Tell me what else nothing has had that matters.
Nothing.
Georgia is going.
Like you said,
Georgia's
it's a
going to matter.
Flintstone offensively.
That's
you
exactly
know?
Right.
He's the offensive coordinator for every team in the SEC. 5 yards in a cloud of dust. We're playing like it's 1985. That's the idea. And everybody, by the way, in that league
is just a dumb clone of Alabama, which is like the stupidest way to try to attack them. It's, hey, we don't have five stars. We've got three stars. Let's play the same way Alabama does and see if we can beat them. How dumb is that? At least the ACC has some freaking variety. You got Dino Babers. You got, you know, guys at Pitt, like when Matt Canada was at Pitt. They try different things, and some of it beats Clemson sometimes. You're right, you know, when you play up tempo, when you, you know, you get lucky, the ball bounces your way a few times.
They're also kids. They're 18 to 22-year-old kids who still have fights with girlfriends and things like that. You go through his whole season. That's why it's almost impossible to go unbeaten during a season. And that's why people should appreciate what Central Florida did more than they do. But it's almost impossible to make it through a whole season unbeaten. And so you are going to have ups and downs. But you know what? It's like in the National Football League. It all plays out at the end. You know, the best teams play at the end, and the best teams win. And there's, it's as you said, correct, Mike, nobody wants to play Clemson.
One last thing, I'll let you go. Troy, just don't drink the bong water. That's the only advice I can give you.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Bye, Walt. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's sucking gas fumes. His mouth on exhaust pipe. I don't, you know, it's just, I mean, it's just, they're stupid. There's a whole new level of stupid. You know, look, again, it's not about where you play. It's about the talent that you have. It's about the coaching that you have. And Clemson has both of those. And that's it. Doesn't matter where you put them. Again, the absurdity of an argument about leagues now that well, if they play in the SEC, again, Alabama has been on vacation, right? They've had plenty of time to get ready for this football game. And again, let's not act like this. You know who's not afraid of playing the SEC? Troy. Because Troy went to LSU last year and beat them. Troy, not afraid of the SEC. You know, Purdue, not afraid of Ohio State. Oh, by the way, same Purdue lost to Eastern Michigan. The same Purdue who lost to Eastern Michigan beat the legendary Ohio State Buckeyes by scoring like 50 points on them. Stop. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Lines are jammed. I'm coming to you. Lakeside Lodge, the new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge, a unique concept, blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program, 118 residences that are a mix of, and by the way, you're on the back end. I don't know how many are left. I'd guess like 40. But that's just a guess. You're running out of time is the bottom line. Restaurant, lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, even a small-scale football field for families to enjoy. This is Lakeside Lodge. And Lakeside Lodge is also going to have modified hotel services, and you can rent your unit out when you aren't using it, or with the 2 and 3 bedroom units, you can rent out part and live in part. It just can't get better than Lakeside Lodge for Clemson person. Don't miss out on your opportunity. You have to respond now. Go see Taj Boyd. He's leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. Go see him. I'm going to give away tickets to the auto show. You just got to say you heard it on the radio. Come in, I'll give them to you. Walt Tip to the Red Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Hey, Clemson basketball fans. Your Clemson men's basketball team returns to Little John Coliseum on Saturday, January the 12th, as they host a highly ranked University of Virginia team at noon. You can purchase tickets to this game and other upcoming ACC matchups by visiting ClemsonTigers.com or by calling the ticket office at 1-800-CLEMSON. We'll see you in Little John Coliseum, loud and solid orange, for this key ACC matchup.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Henrik Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Henrik Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Henrik Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Henrik Honda Easily.
At Spinx, we know it's hard to get going on cold winter mornings. You've got to brush your shoes, tie your teeth, get the dog to school, and kids to the vet. You know what we mean. And we'll help you get going a little easier this winter. Swing by your neighborhood Spinx for a cup of our specialty coffee blends and a real southern fried chicken biscuit or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. They're bigger, fluffier, and made fresh all day. We call those hand warmers you can eat.
Spinx, making life easier.
Breakfast available at select locations.
Upgrading your bathroom? The Home Depot can help you upgrade that upgrade with great brands and great savings at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event. Right now, add the finishing touch with an exclusive Delta Zella faucet for just $59. It's a two-handled high-arc center set faucet to give you plenty of clearance. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint's semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off everything, including custom postcards, invitations, labels and stickers, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 11th and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend?